गुरु ब्रह्मा गुरु विष्णु गुरु देवो महेश्वर गुरु साक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। Good morning, everyone. This is from our Gurudeva's Master Course lesson. We just started a new cycle. Cycle starts at Tamil New Year. Happy Tamil New Year. Well, we're back to lesson one. Go from lesson one to about 365. And then start over again. Lesson one in Dancing with Shiva is certainly one of my favorite lessons. Read the sloka. Rishis proclaim that we are not our body, mind, or emotions. We are divine souls on a wondrous journey. We came from God, live in God, and are evolving into oneness with God. We are in truth, the truth we seek. Though you could just think you could meditate on that for a year and keep learning something new every day. Certainly a rich statement. And I always point out that it's very interesting. Dancing with Shiva is the name of the book, right? So the first sloka, you think it would start talking about Shiva. No, it starts talking about the soul. Oh, it's very important that we focus on being a soul and not our body, mind, and emotions. And when we think of ourselves as a soul, then we're able to actually get closer and closer to Shiva. But when we think of ourselves as a body, mind, or emotions, we're stuck at a distance. So we need to think of ourselves as a soul in order to move forward, which is the whole idea of Saivasiddhanta. But I'm trying to keep this morning's talk short, so we won't explain the whole idea of Saivasiddhanta. We're going to raise the flag, go out to Iravan if weather permits. I always tie this into affirmations. My talk on affirmations starts out, what exactly is a positive self-concept? It is thinking of ourselves as a worthy individual deserving of a wonderful life and fully capable of achieving it. Unfortunately, many of us reach adulthood with a negative self-concept, feeling that others are better than us and so forth. And of course, we're not born with a negative self-concept. It's something that we pick up. Parents correct us in a way that makes us feel inferior. I always say when you correct a child, you say something like, boy, that was a dumb thing you did, but you're a smart child and I know you won't do it again. You don't say the child is dumb, you know, you say the behavior is dumb, but you're smart. But unfortunately, parents don't necessarily do that and teachers don't necessarily do that either, so you can end up going through the system and growing up and having a negative self-concept. You don't feel as you're supposed to. We're the individual deserving of a wonderful life and fully capable of achieving it. That's what we want to be when we're 21 years old. Ideally, that's the state of mind we should be in. So if we're not, if we have a negative self-concept, then that is an obstacle. As it says here, to progress spiritually, a positive self-concept is essential. And for this, Gurudeva gives us certain tools, which are affirmations. One of the tools. And the basic idea is we can change our self-concept. We're not stuck. If we ended up with a negative self-concept because of how we grew up, we can remold it. We can change our self-concept through applying Gurudeva's teachings. And one of the key teachings is using affirmations, repeating an affirmation every day that you are a divine being. Also going back and understanding your experiences. Call that Vasana Da Tantra, going back and clearing up the past and our reactions to the past which hold us. So there's a number of tools we can apply to change a negative self-concept, if we have one, into a positive one. And that's what's needed before this first sloka is really livable. Rishis proclaim that we are not our body, mind, or emotions. We are divine souls on a wondrous journey. We came from God, live in God, and are evolving into oneness with God. We are in truth, the truth we seek. One way I explain that in my talks is to think of being in space. We have more activity in space these days, and so we're thinking more about space. And one of the things about being in space is you need a space suit if you're outside. Very cumbersome, right? Trying to do things in a space suit. I wonder how they have to use wrenches and different tools, and they're in a space suit floating around in no gravity. Oh, we're in a space suit, but we don't think about it that way. We have a physical body, a mental body, an emotional body, and we're the soul. So we think of ourselves like the person in space in this big cumbersome suit, and the idea is to get back in the capsule and get out of the suit as soon as possible, right? So in this case, we don't want to do that, but we want to identify with that being that's residing inside these bodies and look at the outside just like a spacesuit that eventually will throw off. So we need to use different images to convince ourselves that we're a divine being, and that's all we have time for this morning. Hey, have a great day. This is called a Ratau change.